This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden marks his 100th day in office with a trip to the U.S. state of Georgia Thursday, visiting former President Jimmy Carter and pitching his plans to spend trillions of dollars to rebuild the U.S. economy. After limited time on the road due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Mr. Biden is stepping up his travel schedule after his first address to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night. He will have a drive-in rally near the capital of Atlanta Thursday, and additional campaign-style stops are planned in Pennsylvania and Virginia in coming days. First Lady Jill Biden accompanied Mr. Biden to visit the Carters in Plains, Georgia, and which is about 150 miles south of Atlanta. Both couples are vaccinated. During his speech to Congress Wednesday night, Mr. Biden appealed to Americans to support his blue-collar blueprint for change, saying his administration would invest a combined $4 trillion in families and infrastructure to rebuild the middle class. Mr. Biden said his plans would add millions of good-paying jobs and trillions of dollars to economic output in coming years, while helping to reverse decades of systemic racism. Kyrgyzstan said Thursday it had agreed to a ceasefire with Tajikistan after the heaviest clashes between the two countries at their disputed border in years. Kyrgyzstan's foreign ministry said in a statement agreements were reached on a complete ceasefire starting at 8 p.m. local time and the withdrawal of military forces. This comes after Kyrgyzstan said that it seized a border post Thursday belonging to the Central Asian neighbor Tajikistan during the worst fighting at their disputed border in years. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. India's total COVID-19 cases passed 18 million Thursday after another world record number of daily infections, as gravediggers worked around the clock to bury victims, and hundreds more were cremated in makeshift pyres in parks and parking lots. Thursday, India reported the highest number of deaths in a single day since the start of the pandemic. The world's second most populous nation is in deep crisis, with hospitals and morgues overwhelmed. Romania has reported its first case of a coronavirus variant first identified in India, the health ministry said Thursday. The case was diagnosed in a 26-year-old who arrived in Romania about a month ago. The ministry cited its National Public Health Institute as saying the identified mutation was not the more infectious one believed to have generated the sharp rise in cases in India. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is due to discuss anti-pandemic efforts with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the phone Thursday, the country's foreign minister said in a video on his Facebook page. Hungary is the only European Union country to use Chinese vaccines under an emergency protocol before they've been officially approved by the bloc, with over a million doses of the Sinopharm shot helping the country record one of the world's highest inoculation rates. The United Nations said Thursday there was not enough common ground to resume negotiations on Cyprus after a three-day summit attempting to break a four-year impasse in peace negotiations. Diplomats had been trying to make headway to end a decades-old conflict between rival Greek and Turkish Cypriots, which destabilizes the Eastern Mediterranean and is a key source of tension between NATO allies Greece and Turkey. Cyprus was split in two in a 1974 Turkish invasion. Boris Johnson has faced unprecedented pressure from Brexit and the coronavirus outbreak since he became British Prime Minister in 2019, but he is again under scrutiny about revelations of lavish spending on his official apartment. Questions about who paid for the Downing Street refurbishment have focused opposition attacks on the Conservative Prime Minister's long history of deceit and his casual approach to ethics in public and private life. The electorate has so far given him a pass. Pope Francis, in his latest move to fight corruption in the Vatican, issued a new decree Thursday mandating full economic disclosure and controls for managers, including cardinals. The decree says they must disclose every 2 years if they have been the subject of financial investigations. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.